And when we hear these things, let's openly reveal our flaws, but let's not mention our strengths. Or if the situation forces us to, let's talk about them with modesty and credit, all to God's grace. This is what the apostle also does, constantly highlighting his previous flawed life, but crediting his improved state to grace, to demonstrate God's mercy in every situation, for saving him despite his past, and for transforming him after being saved. Therefore, no one immersed in sin should lose hope, and no one living virtuously should feel overly confident. On the contrary, the sinful should be highly cautious, and the virtuous should be proactive. For no lazy person can maintain virtue, nor can a diligent person fail to avoid evil. The blessed David illuminates both these examples. He fell heavily after a brief period of inattention and found his way back to his previous level of commitment after feeling regret. In reality, both despair and laziness are equally damaging. Despair can quickly topple a man from great heights, while laziness can prevent a fallen man from rising. Hence, regarding the former, Paul said, "So, if you think you're standing firm, be careful that you don't fall." And to the latter, "Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts, and also lift up your drooping hands and strengthen your weak knees." In regards to the man who had committed fornication but repented, Paul quickly offered comfort so that he would not be overwhelmed by excessive sorrow.